Good afternoon. Welcome to another Daily Devotion. It's great to be together. This is episode 175. If you're wondering why it's not Westminster Wednesday, it's because I've decided to take a bit of a break from Westminster Wednesdays. They're not gripping me as much as they were. There's no point in me flogging a dead horse. So I thought, I'm actually really enjoying Matthew. So let's just carry on in Matthew for a while. And I'll probably come back to Westminster Wednesday again in the future. But either way, we're turning to the Gospel of Matthew. We're going to be turning to chapter 7. But before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your richness. We thank you for your word. We ask that you would bless it to us and cause us to flourish from it. Give us hearts to believe what it says. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1-6. Helps if I'm on the right page. Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see that speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Matthew 7. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Maybe you've heard this passage and you've heard people say to you, oh, you're not allowed to judge. You've said something about someone's behavior and they said, oh, don't judge. You're not allowed to judge. Jesus says you can't judge. You can never speak evil against another person. Or maybe you've heard of church discipline and someone said, oh, that church discipline's wrong because Jesus says, don't judge. Well, is the passage that simple? Is that how we're to understand it? Is this just a blanket rule across the board for all kingdom citizens that we're never allowed under any circumstance to judge anyone or anything? We saw yesterday that simplistic approaches to the teaching of Jesus isn't always helpful. And we talked about the fact, and we've actually seen it a few times over the last few weeks, where certain passages have been taken incredibly simply. They've been reduced, simplified, and then taken to apply things that Jesus never really meant. So what is this passage all about? What is Jesus getting at? Jesus commands us not to judge. He says, don't judge. Why? Because you don't want to be judged. Don't judge and then you won't be judged. Well, that's pretty simple. Except that we know that Jesus teaches elsewhere that we should judge. Think about verse 15 to 20. You will recognize them by their fruits. That is the false prophets. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. What is this recognition? It's a form of judgment. We look at the fruit that the teacher or preacher is bearing. If it's not godliness, if it's not righteous, if it's not in a keeping with the word of God, if it's bad fruit, we judge them. We say, we don't want anything to do with you. And we flee. And we know the New Testament commands the church to use church discipline. So obviously, Jesus doesn't mean you should never ever judge in any circumstance. He's not talking about a court of law, so we can't say that we shouldn't have courts of law. He's not talking about moral judgments because he's been telling us over and over again, you know, critique and judge your own behavior. Judge yourself and consider whether this is right or wrong. So what is Jesus talking about? Well, Jesus is addressing a heart attitude problem. We know that because he uses that word hypocrite. And there was a huge problem amongst the religious leaders of the day, and to be fair, amongst all the people. But I think Jesus has his eye on the religious leaders. You've got to remember, he's training up his disciples in the way of the kingdom. And there might have been a temptation for the disciples to look at the religious leaders, who were very holy and righteous and good and honorable in the society, and they may have been tempted to look at them and think, I need to be like them. That will make Jesus happy, if I'm like the Pharisees, if I'm like the religious leaders. And therefore Jesus is pointing out one of the problems. And one of the heart issues, and I don't think it's just religious leaders, at the end of the day it's all of us, but one of the particular heart problems of the religious leaders was a judgmental spirit. A judgmental spirit. The critical eye that constantly looks to find fault. Constantly looks to find problems. It's the heart attitude that can never see right in a brother or sister. And maybe you've run into one of these people before. They're the person in church who constantly walks around telling everybody why they're wrong and what is wrong. So they ensure you know that so-and-so is not dressed properly. Or they tell the person themselves that they're not dressed properly. They are seen constantly complaining because we didn't have enough psalms, or we didn't have a long enough Bible reading, or the prayer was too short, or the sermon was too long. They're seen constantly critiquing other people in the church for their patterns of life. They're the person who talks about Sue who mows her lawn on the Sunday, or Bob who constantly goes and watches the horse racing. You know, they're the people who constantly at all times are finding fault in a brother and sister. And Jesus is addressing that heart attitude. And he gives them this dire warning. He says to them, beware, because the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged with, and the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And so what Jesus says is, be very wary, you person who offers judgment quickly, because that same standard will be held up to you. And you might think to yourself, well, it's pretty good. I'm pretty good about what I do, and I only critique people about stuff that I'm good at. But the point of Jesus is not that your standard will be applied, but the point is you're judging your brother and sister. Actually, that's a really small thing. God will judge you. God will be the one who measures you up. See, right now, the critical person is standing there with their measuring rod, holding it up in front of the person saying, see, they don't pass. And Jesus is saying, if you continue to do that, God will stand in front of you with his measuring rod, and you will definitely not pass. But there's something else going on here. It's a critique of the judgmental spirit, but it's actually also an invitation to proper judgment. Well, what? How can judge not be an invitation to proper judgment? Well, it's in the example, the crazy example that Jesus uses. He says, why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, but not notice the log that's in your own eye? We know the story well if you've been in the church. You picture the man with the big log coming out of his eye, and he's sort of trying to get that flick of dust out of his brother's eye. Of course, it's the picture of someone who's filled with sin and is busy critiquing other people for their sin. Now, this is not Jesus saying don't judge. This is Jesus saying judge rightly, because we need to judge. And what I mean by judge is not that critical condemnation, but helping one another to see the planks in our eye. But where does it start? Where does correct, godly, honest critiquing and growing in holiness begin? but begins in us, doesn't it? You see, just like the church, judgment starts in the house of God, so with the person, judgment starts with the individual. And the reality is, I can't come and judge you unless I first begin by judging myself. So if I'm going to come and speak to you because I'm concerned about your use of the Sabbath, the first thing I need to do is sit down and consider how I use the Sabbath. Is there a plank, a Sabbath plank, in my eye while I'm critiquing you for your Sabbath speck? Or if I'm going to critique you for gossiping, I need to ask myself how my tongue is going. When have I spoken behind someone's back? Is there people I need to apologize to? Are there people I need to see? Do I need to repent of anything? What plank do I need to pluck out? You see, this is an invitation and a call to godly, honest judgment and critique of one another. Addressing sin. We're called to address sin in each other's lives. The church is called to discipline. But it has to be done in the right attitude, with a godly spirit, very carefully, because we're told in James that if we're not careful, we too might fall into sin. We must be very, very wary of plank attitudes, which blind us to our fellow brothers and sisters. And you know, verse 6, it's actually technically separate, but it actually flows from this really well. Verse 6 says, "Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you." Now, yes, this is primarily addressing a proclamation of the gospel. And it's about declaring what is sacred, God's word, to people who don't want it, people who reject it. In other words, the person rejects the word of God, you don't keep hitting them over the head with the Bible, because all you're going to do is cause them to turn around and attack you and kill you. Now, it's not saying don't preach to people that don't want to hear it, but it's the other thing that this passage addresses is it actually flows out from this. You see, we're talking about a right judgment. And then Jesus says, don't throw to the pigs what's holy. In other words, if you've got a person who's got a massive plank in their eye, and they don't care, they just do not care. They're ungodly. They don't want change. But they're a horrendous sinner. They've no desire to change whatsoever. Why are you trying to critique them? If they're outside the gospel, if they're outside the people of God, you have no place in condemning them. You see, the one group of people we're not called to judge is the world. There will be a day of judgment for the world, but it is not today. You see, sometimes we spend so much time worrying about what the world's doing that we forget that we're not called to judge the world. We're called to judge one another. We're called to judge ourselves so that we would grow in holiness and godliness. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we pray that you'd help us to have a right spirit, that we would judge well, that we would judge in Christ's likeness and holiness, and that we would begin with our own heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me for another day. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.